Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squib Billy. She is the queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack, and the wearer of Christmas hats.
Yes.
And I like that, and we're going to get to that, because I like that. We've talked about it a little bit, but I like it. And he is G-Money, Mr. Garrett Chapman. He's filling in. I believe it's your final day filling in, right?
Oh, no.
For Dylan Dylan Matthews, who is studying abroad, I guess is what we'll put it.
Is that what you call it?
Well, he's doing something.
What a game to go watch, huh?
I'm glad he got to... never mind. I'm going to be nice. You know, I don't revel in other people's teams losing. Unless they're the Eagles.
Right.
Or the Phillies. Anything Philadelphia, New York, or Florida State and Miami. How did you find this so quickly? Was this in Dylan's folder?
Garrett's on it, man.
This is not rehearsed. I swear to you. Garrett and I did not rehearse that at all.
They're not in cahoots. Wow. Okay, get that off the station now. Yeah. Can we real quick run through the schedule that Garrett back there has been running? Because this poor guy, I feel like, has probably had 2 hours of sleep.
Garrett goes, don't ever use the word poor and me in the same sentence.
Yeah.
It's funny because Garrett's a younger guy in the business. He's probably got 4 different titles right now, I would say. Well, in general, too, because, you know, you do cover the team for us. You also do it for what, Sports Illustrated. And so you know how you've been there. I've been there. And Garrett calls us yesterday. For the conference call for the show or show call, whatever you want to call it. And you hear beep, 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 beep. And then all of a sudden, and I'm like, what is going on? Is someone playing like a sound machine of like city noises? Because Garrett's got this background. I've got Bluey on, so hell, I can't talk because Melrose is sitting there. And we got Hans and Chewy barking, and Garrett's
nuts.
Got work trucks backing up. And I was like, you know what? We're like this. Like we're We're all living it.
Yeah, we are. We are all living it right now. I think it's that time of year, no matter what industry you're in, everyone is patchworking things together just to get to the end of the year, and we're getting there. But Garrett was running through his schedule yesterday, and I was like, man, I remember those days, and I do not envy you, but I know you're loving every minute of it. Yeah, because you left straight from here yesterday and went up to Flowery Branch. Okay. Okay. Self-care is important. Yeah.
How many, like, Monsters or Red Bulls or Celsiuses have you had? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They spoil you. And then today, you get to go get hammered at the holiday party.
Wow, you went there with it, didn't you?
I mean, he deserves it. Write it too. Chug a beer, man.
At least step short of saying you get to go get the lampshade award today. At the, which is obviously that's the person that probably should have been cut off about seven drinks ago.
Which we are going to play a fun game for my Mac drop today. It's called Ho 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 or No No No. Yeah.
I will get to later. The first radio Christmas party I ever went to mm-hmm. was unforgettable.
Yeah?
Unforgettable.
Christmas parties are interesting because they're a test. They are not there for fun. Sometimes they're, it depends where you're working, but I have found in some of my more corporate experience, they're there for a test. Because everyone's like, oh yeah, it's going to be a big party, da 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 da. They really want to see if you're going to take the bait and get hammered like that.
So you're saying, it's a trap.
It's a trap. Yes. Yes, it absolutely impression. Is. Sometimes. What's an impression of?
Oh wow, really? Your dogs are named Han and Chewie, and you don't know who Admiral Ackbar.
Do you think the names Han and Chewie came from my brain?
No, but here's what I think, and it is not really about you. I'm actually the person I'm disappointed is your significant other, because I figured that your husband, who is everyone probably knows, but if you don't, it's Grant McCauley, at some point sat you down and was like, Ellie, we are going to watch the Star Wars catalog in order. Not by when they came out, but by when they were supposed to have happened. And I figured at some point you got to Star Wars, which would have been the Return of the Jedi, which is when Admiral, easy for me to say, Ackbar was like, it's a trap.
Okay.
And it happened. So, yeah. No, I just figured that I'm just a little disappointed in Grant.
I've seen it. I know I've seen it, but I did not memorize that line. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I did. I've seen it more times than you. I am a Star Wars fan. You know that, though.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a closet sci-fi guy because I really enjoy sci-fi movies. I just don't take them to the extent of what some people do, where I dress up and go to the premieres.
You don't have a 3D printer at home to make costumes for Dragon Con like my brother?
Yes, I do not have that. But if your brother ever wants to make me a sci-fi outfit with his 3D printer, yeah. I will gladly reimburse him for it.
Or my 10-year-old niece that just got her first 3D printer. She printed me a radio for Thanksgiving.
That
as like
is
a thank
cool.
you. I know. I'm like, you're going to run the world, girl. Because she can already do that stuff at 10 years old. So
I want a 3D printer now.
Yeah. Or like little toys that are coding. It's actually secretly teaching you how to code. Insane. Insane. All right. Maybe we should talk about some sports. Maybe. Maybe. Here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. It looks like we might be getting close to seeing Trae Young back with the Hawks. Could be back sometime this month. And the Hawks do have some time off this week, but they'll play again Friday. The MLB winter meetings are still going on, so I'm still solo this week because Grant McCauley is down there. Phillies re-signed Kyle Schwarber, 5 years, $150 million. You just had to know that Pittsburgh situation, that was a joke. That was a joke, right? They were not serious.
Much like their organization. Ooh. Sorry. I know. That's. I'm sorry you're your dad.
I know. Yeah, he knows the pain.
Did you call and laugh at him?
Like, no.
You thought you were getting Schwarber.
No, not
good.
At all.
That'd have been mean.
Not at all. That'd be awful. Utah Athletics is finalizing a $500 million private equity agreement. We'll talk about that more when we get into college football headlines at 6:40. Garrett's already making faces at that headline. And Troy Aikman, I thought this was interesting. He says he is done with NIL after giving a sizable check to a player at UCLA. Basically, he gave this kid a check, and they left after a year. He won't name who, but he's like, I'm done with it. I'm not doing this NIL stuff anymore.
Yes, and that's the problem, is how many people are going to go the way of Troy Aikman,
mm-hmm.
and how many people are going to go the way of Utah, which we will get into it at, 6:40?
Yeah.
But that's going to be the problem with all of this, and we'll get into it, but I have feelings too. Not quite as strong as I think Garrett, because he like screamed at us about it yesterday on our conference call. You heard Garrett screaming and beep, beep, beep.
And then Han and Chewy going nuts at the beeping.
Crazy.
And then at 44 years old, it is official. Philip Rivers will be returning to the NFL with the Colts after a 5-year hiatus. This story is just fascinating, guys.
It gives me hope. Not for me, but for people that are my age. Because, I mean, he's not much older than me. He's 2 years older than me. So, we don't have a dog in the fight right now. We've obviously been eliminated from the playoffs, which I'm sure we'll get into at 6:20 and all that. But I just became a closeted Indianapolis Colts fan. That would be the coolest thing, really, I think, to see Philip Rivers lead them on a long playoff run.
Yeah.
Or maybe even the promised land. I just think it would be cool.
Yeah.
They're a good team. I'm a big fan of Shane Steichen, their head coach, because I think he's a hell of a coach, and he somehow continues to find himself in quarterback purgatory, because you can say, well, they had a fourth overall pick, I think, in Anthony Richardson, or fifth, something like that, and it didn't work out, yet he was always injured, yet they were always at 500. He had a 500 record going into this season in year three. And then he finds this guy in Daniel Jones, and now, boom, here he is. Guy broke his fibula and still played, and then tore his Achilles. And then Riley Leonard gets injured, and Anthony Richards is on the IR, and you're like, what are you going to do? And now this Philip Rivers thing, and I would just like something good to happen for these guys.
Right, right. But don't you feel we're kind of in the same situation with Michael Penix getting injured the way he did? And then, obviously, we know Kirk Cousins probably will not be back next year. So... I see this Philip Rivers story, and I'm like, who should we be looking around for?
No, Matt Ryan is not going to come out of retirement, Allie. But
it has your mind wandering, right?
Well, yeah, and it's probably why I'm I have some sympathy or empathy or whatever, whichever one.
You can have both.
Yeah, for them, is because that's what happens. And it's also what happens when – you know, whenever you're complaining about your quarter, you don't think your quarterback's this and that, yet he is a franchise guy, just remember this side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we haven't been here before. We have, and so have they. And they were lucky enough to take Peyton Manning and then literally go have a gap year because of his injury and roll right into Andrew Luck and have success with him. And now then they found themselves in this situation where they went through Philip Rivers for a year. They went through Matt Ryan for a year. I just mentioned the last few years. So just remember that it's not easy to fill the most important position in sports.
Yeah. Have you let yourself ruminate and kind of wonder what we are going to do next season yet? Or are you still focused just on tomorrow and the Bucs?
Well, I told you guys like a month ago. Michael Penix is going to be back probably week 3 or 4. So once the Browns decide that either Shador Dylan Gabriel are the guy, they're going to find a creative way to get out from underneath Deshaun Watson's contract, and we'll bring him back for a couple of games. Yes, so sure. That's what we're going to do. I told y'all guys.
If you could remove the joke part of your brain for a moment, what are we really going to do?
I think that depending on where Michael Penix is come early March, right, mm-hmm. before free agency starts, it'll probably be sometime around the 13th and the 17th. I haven't looked up the date yet, but that's normally around the time of the start of free agency. I would imagine you're going to sign a backup that is capable of stepping in and playing a couple games. Guys, Mac Jones is under contract in San Francisco for another year, and I imagine they'll pick that up with kind of how Brock Purdy's done. But, you know, be realistic. You go look at the Jacoby Brissetts of the world, right? Somebody like that could kind of step in and fill that role. And, you know, it looks like there's going to be some competition for that type of thing. I don't know what Indy's going to do. I don't know where they'll be on year four at that point of Anthony Richardson. They probably won't pick up his fifth-year option, which they have to decide on by in sometime of May of next year. So you're going to have to figure out a backup who's capable of stepping in and being a starter for a quarter of the season at a level of won't necessarily win you every game, but won't cost you the games either. That's kind of what Jacoby Brissett, he had success early when he stepped in Arizona. They've had other things that have bitten them. So you're going to look at a guy like that, I would think, most likely.
Well, there is time to think about it. Right now, we got to be focused on Falcons heading to Tampa. And there is a hole in our show today because Mike Johnson is going to be in with Mike Bell this afternoon. They were together yesterday up at Flyer Branch, had a chance to talk with Raheem Morris. They had a great conversation. Apparently, Raheem is a big fan of Mike Johnson's. So we'll play you some of that audio.
Sounds like he's a fan of the morning shift.
Last week, he liked Bo. This week, he likes Mike Johnson. When's it my turn, Raheem? All right. We'll play some audio next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on with Mike Bell this afternoon. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass. And before we play some audio from Mike's conversation with Raheem Morris, I got to tell you, since I'm solo this week, I was in control of the remote last night. And normally, if we just need background noise, it's on MLB Network. But I put on the Saturdays in the SEC last night, just to have something while I was doing some work last night. And out of nowhere, I spotted some of our friends, Matt Flynn, Greg McElroy, Jacob Hester, all our buddies from SEC Media Days. Yeah. They're all chilling right there. And then the one and only Mike Johnson pops on my TV. And they're all talking about when Nick Saban took over at Alabama.
Oh, boy.
It was so interesting just to watch that. And it's not like I know Mike is on a ton of stuff, but it just catches you off guard when you're like, oh, hey. Hey, buddy.
I know that voice.
Yeah, I know that voice. I didn't get to see you today, but I see you now.
Yeah, I've never seen him. I've never gotten to see, because I watch a lot of, I've got the two TVs set up downstairs.
Yeah.
And one TV is constantly on ESPN or a sporting event. Like, mm-hmm. like last night, obviously, I fell asleep and woke up, and it was my Florida-UConn game that came on, which, rough start for Florida basketball. But I never had the sound. I've never gotten to see Mike do one of those things. So I'm curious of how it, like, how he comes off.
You haven't seen it?
Uh-uh.
He looks so young. He's not wearing a hat.
Oh, there it is. Not wearing a hat.
That's what's very jarring about it. And his hair's all nice and combed over. But it was interesting to listen to. And I know, like, because he's told us, and he told a story recently about his mom checking in with Saban mm-hmm. when he took over without his knowledge, but she called him right before she went in his office. And so I'm seeing this interview, and he's talking about when Nick Saban took over, and he was so excited about it. This guy is different. It was like, in the back of his mind, he's thinking about his mom walking into that office without his knowledge. But
yeah, no, I know that it. Mike's pretty humble about stuff. It's just funny. Because he gets annoyed with me when I'm like, oh, American, national. And, but I always like, hey, man, can you tell me a Saban story? Like, if we were taking road trips, where I'm like, hey, we tell me a Saban story real quick, like, while we're just driving? Because I'm a nerd for.
Like a bedtime story or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, kind of like, I'm like, hey, remember that time you told that Saban story about your mom? Will you tell me that again? I just like hearing the story. It's fun for me. And me and Arch are the same, like. So Arch and I, most of my career doing Falcons with them, we've ridden the same bus to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always like, hey, can we go in the field? Can we go in the field? And he's like, you want to walk in the field? I'm like, yeah, I want to go in the field. I want to see what the grass looks like. I like walking on the field in the stadiums and getting a feel, being down there and walking around. And yeah, I turn into a little kid at times. I think it's probably not hard to understand that if you listen to this show. And at some of the stadiums that he's played in, like, there's only a few left, obviously. It's been a while. But, like, the Superdome was one of them. And so I'm always like, hey, got a memory from in here? So the very first time, I was at the Superdome, Arch is like, hey, here's one for you. And, like, so I like to get the story. I like the stories from mm-hmm. guys that played. It's just, it's really interesting for me. It's cool to hear you know, back in the day kind of stories. Like, that's why when we had Michael Haynes on Friday from the Publix, and we'll be at Publix in Alpharetta on Haynes Bridge Road, I believe, on Friday, which if, you know, maybe bring a can of Febreze for me, if you don't mind, because I'll be right off the plane. But,
yeah.
You know, when Michael Haynes was on there, I was just kept asking about stories from the 90s Falcons teams, like about Bobby and about beating the Saints in that playoff game. Because you and Mike did a really good job of talking to Michael about what he's doing now. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care, man. Remember that time you did this?
That was cool.
Yeah. Like, I turned into Chris Farley. And it's just because I just want to hear these stories. Yeah. Like, it's completely different talking to the guys that played in back in the day. And it's not like, you know, there are guys that, like, completely change who they are around athletes that, you know, that played, that they saw play. I don't know. I don't feel like I changed. I just feel like it comes into a thing where all I care about is hearing back in the day stuff.
You just don't blink as much. You're like, hey.
Yeah. I stare a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's cool. Those are funny things. That's cool that Mike was on one of those things telling a story from back in the day.
From back in the day. We're bringing this up because, Mike, obviously we miss you. Have fun with Mike Bell today. But he was up at Flowery Branch talking with Raheem Morris. Let's hear some of that audio.
That game was one of those games like where you felt like your team was where you were supposed to be. I remember you guys remember the third play of the season. We throw a check down to Bijan. He shows Boom. What he is right away, right? And then at the end of that game, I don't know if you remember, but our quarterback, Michael Penix, went to check Superman and started scrambling around, dove for a few touchdowns, ran into another one, got us close in another one, made some really good throws in that game, especially versus their zero coverage. They came out in the base package, really did a nice job of settling us down in the run, not us running 11 personnel. Did a nice job there, right? We did a nice job on defense coming out, really established the fact that we can rush the pass this year. It was a great game. And then we missed a kick at the end of the game. And those things are all hurt, right? And they all those things happen. But you never know what happens, like you're talking about, if you can find a way to win that game, one game, you know? And, like, it didn't happen.
And they were talking about the first game against Tampa this season in that cut. And I was putting together the Rise Up Rewind last night, starting my research for all that, Bo. And this series is completely split right now. It is dead even.
Another dead even series.
Yes.
Wow. That's because New Orleans was too until we went down there and won. The funny thing about everything he said about week one is stuff that no one remembers, unfortunately, except for the missed kick. And when I was looking over some stuff about, we have these cards and then I get, and it's got stuff on it. And I write down things about what guys have done against teams and everything. And I'm looking at week one stuff, and you forget how bad we were at running the football week one. I say bad, how good they stopped our run and how everything that we did was about throwing the football and how good Penix looked. You know, you had that play to Bijan where he houses it. But Baker Mayfield through the air was pretty atrocious. He was 17 of 32. Now he had three touchdown passes, Allie. They were, two of those were to Ibuka, and they were big plays. But he beat you scrambling. In fact, the play that everyone's going to remember is the big throw to Ibuka late in the game where he scrambles, where Caden Ellis has a clean shot. And I'm not going to say that Caden missed him. I will phrase it like this because I think you've got to give your due to Baker. Baker made him miss and kept the play alive. And Baker Mayfield, you actually – they had 100 yards rushing, and Baker Mayfield had like 30, I think 39 of it in that game. And so take away Baker's, and they had like 60-something yards rushing. You did a good job. Both teams did a good job at stopping the run, but the reality was big plays hurt both defenses, and Penix had a couple plays at the end there. Remember that series late in the game where he dives for the first down, and they didn't give it to him. They had to review it. And then he makes the play where he stretches out, I believe, again on fourth down to score the touchdown at the goal line. And he did. He went Superman on us. That was a Michael Penix that looked completely different middle to end of the year as far as his hesitancy to do some of those things with his legs. But the first game of the year, you had two quarterbacks who – were making plays with their legs almost as much as their arms. So it's crazy the turn we got. And really, you look at Tampa, and I think they've lost like 5 of 7 or something like that.
I mean, Baker Mayfield started out so strong this season, and over the last few weeks it's just kind of tapered a bit.
Yeah. And Garrett, it was 4 or 5 they lost, but they have not been on this great thing either. And they've went through their injuries, but Garrett, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure Mike Evans is coming back this week.
Who, Rick Stroud, by the way, we will have on at 8:20 today to talk about this matchup. That is interesting. That is, and we've got some more audio here from Raheem and Mike's conversation yesterday. This clip is in regards to the Falcons emulating what the Seahawks have done in regards to team building.
I think their GM has done a really nice job of doing what we're trying to do, you know, build it up front. And right now, going out the last couple of years, being able to get Rook and Dulles in last year's draft, building up front on defensive line. This year, going to get Jalen Walker and James Pierce, really building the front line. When you look at that front line over there, I mean, they've got backups as first rounders, you know, and like it's what you need on both sides of the ball. And then they went out this year and really did a nice job of really, you know, parting ways with DK, but bringing in a guy like Cooper Kupp and really being able to make Smith and Jigba his number one.
Yeah.
And then on offense, once you get that rolling, they got two backs in the backfield, which we are very proud of what we've done, but they built that thing the right way. They've gone out. They got their quarterback, and Sam Darnold, he's really been able to be efficient, really be able to get the ball down the field. You know, he's had his games, where he's been questioned, which is always going to happen at quarterback. Sure. It's just the nature of the beast. But I think they've done a nice job of really building the football team and then going out there being able to execute. And this year, it's really shown up in a major way.
That was the thing that I found when I looked at Seattle's defensive line, and Mike Johnson and I were talking about it in pregame last week before the game. Really? And then Jaren Reed came back. Jaren Reed, and you're like Byron Murphy and Leonard Williams and all the names that Seattle has put together. There's when they do a line change and you're like, oh, DeMarcus Lawrence and Boye Mafe, like you keep you're like, oh yeah, they're gonna bring this guy in. And then there's just another guy that's a stud. And their back end they did a good job in Seattle. So the Seattle's defense looks on paper, I'm not saying they're better or worse or anything like that, but when you look at it on paper, it's as intimidating as it was when you faced the Legion of Boom got all the pub, but when you go back to that Seattle team that Dan Quinn had as the DC when they won the Super Bowl and then went to the second Super Bowl, it was built up front. And they did it. That was, I remember the way they put that team together. And I do believe that we would like to emulate that is you had guys you drafted and then you went and signed guys who had talent, but hadn't necessarily either had been injured or hadn't gotten it quite done at other places. Like Michael Bennett that played on that team. People forget that Michael Bennett was essentially deemed a bust in Tampa Bay where he was drafted and he went to Seattle and turned into this stud pass rusher. But we've got James Pierce, who's coming off five straight sacks in five straight games, now leads all rookies, leads his teammate Jalen Walker, and is now tied for the team leading sacks. So I think we're building it too. Can we maybe supplement it a little bit and with some guys similar to they have? And that's what he said we've tried to do. Mm-hmm. We've tried to emulate that in some ways.
Well, and we're going to have a lot more audio coming up out of Flowery Branch. A bunch of coordinators spoke yesterday, so we'll play that later on. And coming up next, this Notre Dame situation, it just will not die down. We'll get into that. And we've got my Mac drop. We talked about holiday parties earlier, so we're going to play Ho, Ho, Ho or No, No, No. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on with Mike Bell this afternoon. We're all shuffled up. Garrett is in for Dylan today. And tomorrow, no, not tomorrow, Friday, you can join us, the morning shift, at Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come on in and pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to me, Mike, and Bo. We'll be reunited all in the same room, on the same location at the same time, which does not happen a lot these days. So come see us. It's the Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. You will be straight off the plane for that, right?
Yeah, right off the plane. I'll get in the truck and I'll go up there and probably maybe sleep in my truck at some point, or maybe go to Waffle House. Guess so. But I know I can't. I can't go. I cannot go to Waffle House.
Why?
Well, because then I won't be ready to eat at Publix. And we all know that they feed us at Publix.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what I'm picturing is you're going to go to this Publix on Haynesbridge Road and sleep in your truck, and you're going to get the cops called on you before our show starts.
Probably. Probably.
That would be the best introduction for this broadcast on Friday.
We have a vagrant in the truck.
Someone hanging out here. Yeah. Suspicious mail.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm doing a radio show. Yes, sure. Sure, buddy. Sure. Sure.
Sure.
I don't know how to. So when I was purchasing my vehicle, the sales guy had, because it was out of state, so I was, I don't think 929 reaches like Greenville, South Carolina, but the sales guy had Googled me for some reason, and so the finance guy tries to get you to go for the warranties and stuff, and I'm not a warranty type of guy, and so I, it gets uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does.
And before he did the warranty spill, he was like, yeah, here, you do this. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I do for a living. I was like, it's no big deal. I'm an idiot that has a microphone in front of me and I talk. And so we go through it. And at the very end, after everything's done and I didn't give the warranty, he's like, oh, yeah, man, good luck with your podcast.
Which is not a dig, but that's hilarious.
It feels, if you're in radio, it feels like one.
I know.
Because you can start podcasts, you have to be given radio
right.
stuff,
the barrier to entry is a little bit different.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'm such an idiot, I'm such a jerk. I go, it's radio, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I'm just like, what's wrong with you? Like, you could just let it go, dude, let it go. But I can't, I just can't let it go. I can't let things go. And I don't think he meant it as slight.
No.
But I damn well took it as like, hey, man.
Technically, the kids are loving the podcast. So it's a compliment at the same time.
It is. And we do
a lot of podcasts here at Odyssey.
Yeah. And we take ours and put it in a podcast form. And Garrett's got a podcast. And Joe Patrick's got a podcast. Like, Dylan and I had one at one point. Mm-hmm. And it's not a knock on that. I was just like, it's a radio show, but yeah, man, it's cool.
I get it. All right, we got to let Garrett get things off his chest. Let's get into some college football.
Yeah, I struggle counting. 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, it's all the same, right? I mean, 5 days, there's a bowl game in 5 days. I think there's a bowl game in 5 days.
There you go.
Probably. I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
Notre Dame won't be in it.
Garrett, if someone were to call and be like, listen, that count was wrong on the college football imaging, I would be so happy that they are paying that close attention.
Well,
so,
I appreciate them. Yeah. That means they are an everyday listener and they understand exactly
Absolutely.
What's going on, and we appreciate
I would love
those.
It.
I had a guy do that to me one time.
Really?
Yeah.
You got this stat wrong on Monday, and it was like Thursday.
Yeah. Like, I just want to put it out there that you said this, and I was like, my bad, dude.
He keeps notes?
I mean, I was working and I was trying to be accurate, and I made a mistake. I apologize. I'll be better.
All right. So
if I don't make a mistake today, just wait till tomorrow. That's all.
Exactly. We got to get into this. I know Garrett is very passionate about this. The University of Utah is close to making a first of its kind deal with Otro Capital. Is that how you say that? Yeah. The school would get a huge amount of money. And together they would start a new for-profit business that both sides would own. The deal is expected to generate as much or more than $500 million in capital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is letting the fox into the hen house right now. And this, I mean, the floodgates are open now. I mean, we're going to see this across college football. Everybody's going to have to do this because you're going to have to do it in order to keep up. And we heard a couple of these things happen in the rumors of this in the Big Ten, right? They were discussions and they're talking about it. And I was pretty a vocal critic of it. I'm a vocal critic of it now because the purpose of private equity, its sole purpose is to make money.
Mm-hmm.
That is its only job. It doesn't care about college athletics, college sports, and the moment that something in college sports does not make fiscal sense, they're going to eradicate it. It's going to be gone. The band traveling for games, rivalry games, anything else that they can do, they have control, mm-hmm. and they have a say in this now. And it's very, very unfortunate that Utah chose to go down this route. I understand to some degree why they do it, because it allows them to have some level of security moving forward, but it's just indicative of where college athletics are right now,
yeah.
and it is a very sad state of affairs.
Well, the good thing about this is that Utah is going to own a good bit of this entity, right? And if Otro, I think is what you said.
Otro.
Who cares? If they decide to pull out of this deal, Utah could seemingly buy them out of the rest of it, right? And then bring in a new investor. So I think, and again, I am virtually... I'm an idiot on this type of stuff. I'm going to openly say I don't know anything about all this stuff. I do sports radio, and pretty much has been my life since I graduated college. So I don't know much about this, but what I think that's what I read into it. So they could always take – that's the beauty of the way they did it. The Big Ten has talked about it. The Big 12 has talked about it. I know Michigan has been staunchly against – an investment firm coming into the conference and doing this, which I'm against it too. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know how. Look, it's not much different than a booster in a lot of ways. The only thing for me is a booster is wholeheartedly invested in the team winning more, and that means that they're willing to put money in as long as they win, and their return, their ROI, which that's return on investment. I do
look
know that.
Look at you.
Isn't as much of a concern.
I have worked for companies that have been bought by private equity company. It's not the best experience.
No, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's a bottom line business. And now, I mean, and it is bottom line businesses exist across the sports world.
Yeah.
You see them.
They do things like, hey, you know, Word costs money. Just use that Word pad that comes with your computer.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
It's going to get you a couple extra bucks here or there, and it's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, so Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormack blasted Notre Dame's egregious reaction to college football playoff snub.
I will say this, and I'm a little outspoken about it. I don't like how Notre Dame's reacted to it.
So,
okay, I think Pete's his behavior has been egregious. It's been egregious going after Jim Phillips when they saved Notre Dame during COVID. We all knew, and it was very transparent, Hunter was very transparent about it, the chair, that as Notre Dame and Miami got closer together, head-to-head would be a factor, okay? BYU lost. They became closer together, head-to-head made a difference in that decision. So I think he is totally out of bounds in his approach, and if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing.
I thought the best part about... Bavakwa's whole little spill. That's obviously Brett Yormack,
yeah.
For the Big 12, but the AD at Notre Dame was when he said that Notre Dame had went on the most dominant 10-game stretch in the history of college football. And Stuart Mandel, I believe it was Brett McMurphy, put all the teams that they beat in that stretch and what their records were, and then the ones that they didn't play in a Power 5 or a Power 4 conference, he just put group of five. And it was Purdue 2-10, Arkansas 2-10, Boise State group of five, NC State 7-5, USC 9-3. That's a big one. Boston College 2-10, Navy group of five, at Pitt 8-4, and then 3-9 Syracuse and 4-8 Stanford. I love that Brettman Murphy did that because it wasn't. I love what Brett Yormack said because he called them out for being what they are, and that's they're being a little bit ridiculous.
It's when they come in and say that they went on a historic 10-game run, historic. LSU in 2019 was historic. Let's be careful of our word. And Yormack does a good job here. He calls it egregious. That's a great word for what is being described here. And for an athletic director, for a sports talk radio host, that's fine. Like I'll use that word all the time. For an athletic director, or for a commissioner of a conference to come in and say something like that about an athletic director, those are choice words. And it means this is where we are.
So we are up against it as far as time when it comes to the Mac drop. And I have created this whole game, ho, 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 or no, no, no. So I'm just going to give you one right now, and we'll sprinkle them in throughout the show. How about that?
Oh, okay. I wanted to play it.
Well, we'll just do one now, and okay. Then we'll play more throughout the rest of the show.
All right.
Because today is our Odyssey Holiday Company Party. It's going to be amazing. It starts at 2 o'clock. I'm very excited. But I feel like we need to remind everyone how you're supposed to behave at a company party. Okay? So I have scoured the internet for company party anecdotes, stories that people have. So you're going to tell me whether they're real or fake. Ho, ho, ho for real. No, no, no for fake. I've made them up. Okay. So I'll give you one right now. And then again, like I said, we'll sprinkle them in throughout the rest of the show. Here's what someone said. Someone got so drunk at a work holiday party, they were doing backflips on the dance floor. And then they sat on a 19-year-old guest's lap in front of her mom. Ho, 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 or no, no, no.
That's a ho, ho, ho.
No, no, no.
That is a ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my gosh.
That actually
happened. Oh,
no. Yeah,
it did. Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, let me give you one more.
Yeah, let's do it one more.
One more, okay. The IT guy got into a fist fight with the CFO at a holiday party after drinking too much, and police had to get involved. Ho, 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 or no, no, no.
I'm going to say no, 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 because I, as angry as IT guys can be at times, they normally don't resort to violence unless they just, like, do something to your computer or your email.
Mm-hmm.
I like that line of thinking. I will go ho, 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 though, just because, I mean, alcohol does things to people.
And it did to that IT guy. It's a ho, ho, ho. That actually happened. Can you imagine?
Dude. I would think about
the people in our company.
I would pay to see that. I don't know who our CFO is. I'd probably have to come down from another region. But I wouldn't mind seeing an IT guy swing at somebody. This would be funny.
All right, we'll play a few more of those throughout the show. But coming up, we have a lot more audio to get to coming out of Flowery Branch from yesterday. We'll play it for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.